dealing with state transitions in web apps. A lot of web apps, interactive, rich web applications, have state transitions in them. And a simple example of this would be a CMS, say a blog, and I know we shouldn't treat blogs as applications, it's a little bit different, but just hear me out with a simple example. So we might have a blog post, and we'll call it an article. So we have an article tag at the top, it's a container for the blog. Now what happens when the user clicks the edit button? There's different approaches people use here. The first approach is to remove the DOM element that's viewing the article, which is all nicely marked up, and switch that in for some sort of editing control, which is, in the simplest case, just a text area. So that's one approach, is this kind of micromanage-y DOM manipulation. One of the benefits of this is it keeps the DOM lean and mean. It means that you don't have these hidden elements sitting around in the DOM, taking up memory and potentially slowing down queries. So it does have some merit. But a real downside to that approach is you end up with a lot of JavaScript UI logic. And there's a better way to do this a lot of the time, which is to do it declaratively. And so what I've really been working on is this pattern I originally called classy HTML. I'm now starting to call it more like a stateful CSS classes. And what I'm doing here is I'm basically creating both elements. In the past, I would have done this a little bit differently. In the past, I would have often had both elements, the view and the editor in this example, but I still would have done some JavaScript micromanagement to show and hide them. So when the user clicks on edit, I would have had some JavaScript to handle the event of hiding one and showing the other one. And what I've since been doing is a pattern I documented on my blog called Classy HTML. It's basically the idea that I will have classes to represent the state. So in this case, I would have a class on the article, the top level. It could also be on the HTML element, but if you want to treat things a little bit more componentized, it's probably better to put the state on the actual element that's reflecting this component, and the whole component here is an article or a blog post. So in this case, we're going to say article add class dot is editing. And again, this is something my thinking's evolved a little bit here, because I would have called it just editing in the past. Now I'm trying to be a little bit clearer about distinguishing these stateful CSS classes from normal CSS classes. So we'll say article.isEditing, and inside the article, we're going to have these two elements, and one will be called .whenEditing, the editor, of course, and the other one will be called, .whenViewing. So we'll switch that article state back and forth by switching the CSS, and this makes things really simple to really evolve the style very easily without having to worry about what's going on in the JavaScript. So we can start adding elements all over this component, not just the text area, but maybe things like a save button. As long as we mark the elements or their containers as for editing, they'll only appear when we're editing. And if we mark them for viewing, they'll only appear when viewing. And if we don't mark them at all, they'll appear in both cases because they don't actually apply to either state. And you can start to get fancier with this. I've been doing this on a slightly more complex component where you can have different sorts of states. And it's a really simple way to keep things declarative. It makes the user interface logic really simple because a lot of it's just coding in CSS, and it makes your actual JavaScript logic really just toggling between states when the user's doing things. So it's a lot more lot closer to really what the user's experience of the whole thing is. I click edit, so now I'm in editing mode, and that's really all you need to know from the JavaScript point of view. Is it the right thing to do? Is it the right way to do with HTML? Well, very quickly, in about 25 seconds I've got left, I would say yes. I would say that this is semantic. I would say these states are actually representing the temporal state, which is basically a semantic concept of HTML. HTML didn't originally have that because there was no such thing as application logic, but it's still semantic information. That's all I can defend for now. Thank you.